The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is First in the Family with DJ First to Do It, a real look at the first-gen college journey, the long nights, the big dreams, and the moments that push us forward. This path isn't easy, but we're built for it. This is my story, and maybe yours too. Let's get it. Welcome back to First in the Family. I'm DJ First to Do It, and today we're talking about something that can change your entire college experience: finding your people. College is already a challenge, but trying to navigate it alone, that makes everything so much harder. Last episode, we talked about the pressure to prove ourselves as first-gen students. And a big part of that struggle comes from not having the right support system. We take on everything by ourselves because that's what we've always done. But the truth is, no one gets to college alone. Having the right people around you can be the difference between barely making it and actually thriving. For first-gen students, finding a community is especially important. Many of us don't have family members who understand what we're going through. Some of us come from environments where asking for help isn't encouraged, and others have been independent for so long that leaning on others feels unnatural. But you don't have to do this alone. There are people out there who get it, who are going through the same struggles, and who can make this journey easier. The challenge is finding them, and that's exactly what we're going to break down today. Where to find your support system, how to build real connections, and why community is the key to making college feel less overwhelming. It's easy to think that doing everything on your own means you're strong. A lot of us were raised with that mentality. Figure it out, push through, don't rely on anyone. And while independence is important, there's a difference between being independent and isolating yourself. Every student, no matter how confident or prepared they seem, leans on others for support, whether it's friends, mentors, professors, or student organizations. Having a strong support system can make all the difference. Support systems aren't just about academics. They're about mental health, motivation, and even just having someone to talk to when things get overwhelming. The students who thrive in college aren't the ones who do everything alone. They're the ones who know when to reach out, ask for help, and connect with people who can lift them up. It's not about relying on others to do the work for you, but about creating relationships that help you stay focused, stay motivated, and keep going when things get tough. But here's the tricky part. Finding the right people takes effort. For first-gen students, especially those who commute or work while going to school, it's easy to feel disconnected. Maybe you don't live on campus, maybe you don't have the time to join clubs, or maybe you just don't know where to start. The good news? There are more ways than you think to build your support system. It doesn't have to look like what other students have. It just has to work for you. So where do you start? One of the best places to build connections is in the classroom. Your classmates are going through the same challenges as you. Something as simple as introducing yourself to the person sitting next to you, forming a study group, or even just asking a classmate for notes can lead to solid connections. Over time, these small interactions can turn into real friendships and academic support. Another great place to build support systems are student organizations and culture groups. Whether it's a club for first-gen students, a cultural organization that makes you feel at home, or even an academic group related to your major, these spaces are designed to bring students together. You don't have to go to every meeting or be super involved from day one. Just showing up, even once in a while, can help you meet people who understand your experience. Don't overlook mentors and professors as part of your support system. A lot of first-gen students feel intimidated about reaching out to professors, but most of them want to help. The best way to start? Go to office hours. Not just when you're struggling, but introduce yourself, ask questions, and show that you care about your education. A strong relationship with a professor can open doors to opportunities like research projects, internships, and career advice. And let's not forget about campus resources like tutoring centers, counseling services, and academic advisors. There are places designed specifically to support students, yet many of us hesitate to them because we think we should be able to figure things out on our own. But the reality is, Using resources doesn't mean you're struggling. It means you're smart enough to take advantage of what's available to you. One mistake a lot of students make is thinking they have to force friendships right away. Real connections take time. You don't need to rush into a friend group or feel like you have to be close with the first people you meet. Instead, focus on building relationships naturally. Start with small conversations, be open to different types of people, and let friendships develop on their own. It's also important to surround yourself with people who support your goals. Not everyone you meet is going to be good for you. Some people might distract you, bring negativity into your life, or discourage you from pushing forward. Pay attention to the people who lift you up, who respect your ambition, and who push you to be better. Those are the relationships that will make a difference. And remember, your support system doesn't have to be huge. You don't need a big group of friends or tons of connections. Even having one or two solid people who understand your journey can make all the difference. Whether it's a friend, a professor, a mentor, or even an older student who's been through what you're going through. Having someone to turn to makes college feel a little less overwhelming. One of the best ways to strengthen your support system is by giving back to others who are walking the same path. As first-gen students, we know how tough it can be to navigate college without guidance. But as we learn and grow, we have the chance to be that support for someone else. Whether it's helping a younger student figure out their financial aid, sharing study tips with a struggling classmate, or just being someone who listens when another first-gen student feels overwhelmed. The smallest acts of mentorship can make a huge impact. Think about it. How different would your journey have been if you had someone just a little ahead of you to guide the way? Someone to reassure you that the struggles you're facing are normal, that you're not failing, and that you're not alone. Now imagine being that person for someone else. You don't have to have everything figured out to help someone. You just have to be willing to share what you've learned. And the best part? The more you support others, the stronger your own confidence grows. Teaching and mentoring aren't just acts of kindness. They reinforce everything you've worked through and remind you just how far you've come. Building a strong support system isn't just about finding people who can help you. It's about being a part of a cycle of support. When first-gen students uplift each other, we create spaces where we all feel seen, understood, and empowered. So as you move through college, keep an eye out for those who need a little extra encouragement. Offer help when you can, accept help when you need it. And remember, this journey isn't meant to be traveled alone. By lifting each other up, we don't just survive college, we thrive in it, together. Now that we have talked about building connections, there's something just as important: protecting your peace. It's not just about who's around you, it's about how they impact your mindset, your motivation, and your energy. A support system should help you rise, not leave you emotionally drained. And I get it. When you finally start building those relationships, it's hard to imagine stepping back from any of them. You worked so hard to find your people, but here's the thing. Not everyone you connect with is meant to stay in your circle long term. Some folks are in your life for a season, and when that season ends, it's okay to let go. That doesn't mean you're fake. It means you're growing. Honestly, some people in life will only hit you up when they need help, whether it's homework, emotional venting, or just someone to fill the silence. They come to you with hands out, but never pouring anything back in. At first, you feel useful, like you're doing something good, but eventually it gets heavy. You start noticing how tired you are after hanging out, how unmotivated you feel. That's your body and your spirit telling you it's time to pull back. And when it comes to boundaries, here's a reminder: you're allowed to say no. You are allowed to prioritize your time, your energy, and your peace. That doesn't make you selfish, it makes you smart. College is hard enough without feeling like you're responsible for everyone else's problems. Set the tone early. If something doesn't sit right with you, you don't owe anyone an explanation. Protect your future by protecting your focus. I used to feel guilty for not always being available, like I was letting people down. But I started asking myself, who's showing up for me the way I show up for them? And if I couldn't name anyone, I had to reevaluate my relationships. I'm not saying cut everyone off, but learn to protect your energy like it's a part of your GPA, because honestly, it is. And let's talk about something that most people don't touch on, family boundaries. This one's tough, especially for first-gen students, because sometimes the pressure doesn't come from friends, it comes from home. Maybe your family expects you to translate everything, handle bills, be the emotional rock, or give them updates like you're a walking college advisor. It's love, but sometimes it's too much. You're learning how to survive in a new world while still carrying the weight of the one you came from, and that's a lot. You might feel guilty setting limits. You might think, they did so much for me, I owe them. But here's the truth, you can love your people and still protect your space. Saying, I can't right now, doesn't make you disrespectful, it makes you human. Your capacity is limited. And if you burn out trying to please everyone, who's going to chase the dream for your family? Let me give you a small tip that's helped me. Create a reset routine. Every week, carve out a time to check in with yourself. Ask, who's pouring into me right now? Who's draining me? Where is my energy going? And am I okay with that? This simple check-in list helps you make choices about who gets your time and what needs to shift. Another thing that helps, normalizing space. You don't have to respond to every text right away. You don't need to be on FaceTime every night. It's okay to be unavailable sometimes. And the right people will understand that you're not disappearing, you're resetting. If they don't get it, then they might not be the right people after all. And just to be clear, boundaries don't mean to shut everyone out. They just mean you know your limits. You can still show love. You can still be a good friend, a good sibling, a good student without sacrificing your sanity. That balance is key. So, here's your reflection moment. Who in your life helps you breathe easier? Who makes you feel like you have to shrink yourself to stay connected? Start building around the first one. Start distancing yourself from the second one. And if you're not sure yet, that's okay. Just start paying attention. Your body always knows when something's off, even if your mind tries to ignore it. At the end of the day, the goal isn't just to build a support system. It's to build one that matches your purpose. One that challenges you in the right ways and keeps you grounded when life gets loud. Your circle should reflect your values, your growth, and the direction you're heading on, not where you used to be. A real support system doesn't just show up when things are falling apart. They celebrate your wins, check in on your quiet days, and remind you who you are and when you forget. Because peace isn't something you randomly stumble across. It's not a finish line you reach one day and never have to worry about again. Peace is daily work. It's in your boundaries you set. It's in the people you let close. It's in the habits you protect, the space you create for rest, and the voices you choose to listen to. And truthfully, peace is a decision. A decision to not let chaos, drama, or negativity dictate your journey. You don't owe anyone access to your life if their presence costs you your peace. College isn't just about tests and textbooks. It's about building the foundation for the person you're becoming. And that foundation needs to be solid. You need people who pour into you, not pick you apart. People who see your grind, respect your boundaries, and support your evolution. Because when you're surrounded by the right energy, everything feels lighter. You start believing in yourself more. You move different. You grow. So, just don't settle for being around people. Be around people who actually add to your life. Not those who subtract from it, or distract from it, or make you doubt it. You deserve a circle that reflects the future you're fighting for. Let's take a second to breathe and reflect on everything we've covered today. We started by breaking down why finding the right people in college can be the game changer. Especially for first-gen students, having a strong support system isn't just helpful, it's necessary. We talked about how connection starts with small steps. Saying what's up in class, joining that student group, going to office hours, and just being open to building real bonds about what support actually looks like. It's not just academic help. It's about having people who check in on you, push you, and give you just space to be. We talked about professors, mentors, friends, campus resources, tools that are there waiting for us to use them. At the end of the day, your circle should reflect your goals, your growth, and the person you're becoming, not the one the world expects you to be. Because you deserve support that feels safe, that feels solid, and also feels real. that's a wrap on this episode of First in the Family. If there's one thing I hope you take away from today, it's this. You don't have to do college alone, and you don't have to carry everything on your own shoulders. Finding your people and protecting your peace isn't just a strategy, it's survival. Until next time, keep your head up, keep your circle solid, and never forget, just by being here, you're already breaking cycles.